Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. One of the cool things about writing and talking about cutting-edge technologies is you get to think about their promise. What will happen when this early idea really takes off, when this early invention turns into a worldwide innovation? This week, there are a number of pieces of content on eschoolnews.com that do just that. Just 5 years ago, the thought of online tutoring, video-based parent communication, and virtual reality were pretty much pie-in-the-sky novelties that would affect the classroom one of these days. Well, today's that day. They are part of the day-to-day operations of many schools and districts around the country and the world. How do they do it? Let's dig in. First off, Lisa DeLacy and Tom McGee of Manchester School District in New Hampshire write about one post-pandemic trend that is not only getting their students back on track post-COVID, but thriving. The piece is called Five Ways Virtual Tutoring Reinforces Our After-School Program, and it's up on the news feed at eschoolnews.com this week. Here's an excerpt. They write, "Due to the pandemic, we're seeing a lot of students who are one or two grades behind and struggling to catch back up. Unfortunately, there just isn't enough time in the day for every student to be able to work one-on-one with a teacher or to achieve that goal. Our hope is that our virtual tutors will help them recapture that knowledge and get back on track. This is a golden opportunity, and we're hoping to see the results of our efforts in the spring iReady assessments." So they have a number of tips that they discovered during the process. Here are just a couple. Number one, use virtual tutoring to provide individualized instruction. It's great to be able to offer students individualized learning opportunities that are tailored to the information that we get through our iReady assessment data, they say. This is key because we know that learning is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Next, you should leverage the data that you get from the platform. They write, "We love looking at data whenever we can. We can easily see the positive impact that tutoring is having on our students. We can celebrate those successes within the school community and the greater community and really understand what else is needed to help our students succeed in school." Here's another one. Work together to figure out who needs it most. Our after-school program is open to all of our students, but space is limited. We prioritize based on the data that we get from our iReady assessments. We get input from our school's social workers, guidance counselors, principals, and teachers. Ultimately, we want to make sure we're reaching the students who really get the biggest return on their investment of time. As I mentioned, they have a number of other tips in this article, which I highly recommend you check out if you have these same sort of circumstances. I know many, many districts do. Next, Leslie Ortego. She's the director of customer success at School Status, offers some tips and strategies for using video to increase parent engagement. Number one, she writes, make connecting simple. Use easy-to-use tech for parent-teacher communication. The more steps parents are asked to take to use new technology in your district, the less chance you have to get them to adopt it and use it to build relationships, she writes. When offering video options, make connecting as simple as possible for parents. Avoid choosing a program that requires a separate app to download. Give parents the options to connect to video meetings with an easy-to-use link. Making that connectivity easy and user-friendly will help lead to more positive interactions and calls. Next, she writes, leverage data in calls with parents to help them understand how their child is doing and set shared goals. During these video